From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear, it's Quick Hits.
Kevin Stefanski is a popular name in coaching circles, including in New York. Mm-hmm. We do have word that Kevin will talk with the Titans on Saturday, but within New York, with the Giants, this, of course, led the New York media to asking quarterback Jackson Dart what he thinks of Kevin Stefanski.
Coach Stefanski was great. He's had a really good career, especially from an offensive side of things. I thought that, the visit with him and his staff went well, and I think he's a really good coach.
All right. He said nothing.
He said nothing.
Would Kevin Stefanski, with Jonathan Gannon in as his defensive coordinator and Jackson Dart as his quarterback, would you have faith that that's going to work out?
I don't have faith that it's going to work out with – I think the best situation for him legitimately where I'd be like, all right, maybe he stumbles into an 8-9 or something like that would be Atlanta. I've been saying I think the Raiders make the most sense if I were him, but the problem with the Raiders is that I think he's going to ruin Mendoza. Mm-hmm. I think he'd wake up 2 years later and be like, oh, Mendoza doesn't throw the ball down the field. I turned him into a check down Charlie, and he stinks at football, and now all of a sudden, I don't have it. Because I think Stefanski's only as good as the players around him. He needs a loaded roster, and there's not really a loaded roster. Atlanta's about as good as it gets. The Giants aren't bad, though, but I don't think it's going to work out, but I don't think it's going to work out anywhere with Kevin.
It's weird. I think Dart fits what Kevin wants to do more than Penix does, but not Cousins in Atlanta. Here's the thing. I think Jackson Dart is just a knockoff Baker. He's kind of a meathead. I will say not as incendiary. More does the coach speak. So I think you can be competent with Jackson Dart. But I think, like you're saying, you're always going to be at the whim of how much talent do you have around him. And so do I think Kevin could be there for 5 to 7 years, maybe win a playoff game or two? Sure, but I think at some point you're going to get to a point where you're like, well, he's not Mahomes, he's not Josh Allen, and either Kevin gets blamed on that or you have to go to another quarterback.
Well, wouldn't that just be Kevin signing up for his own version of Groundhog Day? Like, yes. He's been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Without Jimmy Haslam, like, Morris are a little more chill.
Okay, you're right, but like, I don't know that it's going to be enough to overcome the idea that he had a real problem with a quarterback with a bunch of personality that wanted to showcase that consistently and then also played a little reckless at times. I got a feeling it's going to go the same exact way.
I think the bigger problem is Jackson Dart is such a dum-dum when it comes to not like, he kind of has taken the Cam Newton approach of like, hey, I'm a quarterback. I take hits. That's what I do. Cam Newton was 6'6", 260 pounds, and it ended his career prematurely.
We can't discount the idea that sometimes people, when they're in what is obviously awful situations, years later, then try to make it seem as if everything was okay and that everything's awesome then, and they want to like run that entire thing back. Like, that's a thing that happens in life. There's a reason why the Raiders right now are people are having conversations about would Brady go to Belichick? If Brady has the call, does he hire Belichick to the Raiders? It's like, they hated each other. They couldn't stand each other in New England. But if they think that's the only way the band works, then they got an idea it might actually end up being a thing. And so maybe there's a part of Stefanski where he's like, I can write what went wrong with Baker Mayfield if I get shot 2.0 at it. And then he does that. But I think he's setting himself up for a disaster.
Omaha!
All right, Travis Kelce, definitely a target for NFL broadcasters, according to a report out there. He would command 8 figures. He would enter the NFL broadcasting at a moment when the industry is already incredibly loaded with recently retired stars. Travis Kelce doing football broadcast, interested or not at all?
Depending on the role. I think Travis has got a great personality. I just don't think he can be. I think it's like J.J. Watt. If you put him on a studio panel or a pregame show, a post, whatever, I think he'd be a lot of fun. I think if you try and make him, put him in the booth, like J.J. Watt's a big old dum-dum. He can't do.
He didn't know the rules.
He can't do simplex thoughts.
I got so mad at that game, that Browns-Steelers game. Iron Eagle's great. JJ just did not know the rules at all.
I'm going to get so pissed when Travis Kelce becomes the number two guy at Fox and Greg Olson gets kicked down one spot farther because Fox only chases names.
Travis has to do the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes.
That's how
that's going to work.
I want Greg Olson on Thursday Night Football. Give me a real play-by-play guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
And Greg Olson.
Hey, listen, I'll kick Herb Street and his dog to the curb at this point.
It's just not good. I'll leave the dog. I like the dog.
Well, I like the dog, but he's kind of like a package deal with Herb Street.
I love Kirk in college football. His NFL.
He's great in college football. He just stretches himself too thin.
Well, I think that's fair. I also think it's funny that the NFL is easier to know because you have less teams than you do in college football. And Kirk struggles.
Also, though,
with that.
I do kind of want to see him without somebody that's falling asleep 24/7 on that job. It would be nice to have him, because Herb Street's smart. We know he knows what he's doing with this. I'd like to give him a chance with somebody that isn't Al Michaels at this point.
Kick him to Fox's third show.
And he doesn't want that.
Yeah.
He's not doing the travel for all that.
You know what the problem is try and find me the guy that, like, Burkhart's got Brady on Fox, so you're not taking him. Find me the guy. Find me the guy that replaces Al Michaels. There really aren't a lot of great play. There's a lot of play-by-play guys.
Everything right now is going to either Joe Davis or Jason Benetti. That's the new rule.
Yep.
If you're young and there's a job that's open, that's where it's going.
To be Benetti. I've said it for a while now.
Yeah, man, he's got it. He's really got it going on.
Ohio State legend Bobby Carpenter spoke about Bucks, Ohio State defensive coordinator Matt Patricia's future in Columbus on 97.1 The Fan yesterday.
I think that Matt likes it here. Does he want to stay here long term? I think that there's a thought that he did. I know that Ryan really appreciates him being here. Mm-hmm. The only question that I have when it comes is, would he rather coach in the NFL versus college? Because I think based upon how well his defense did, there's going to be a number of people that may be interested in him coaching in the NFL.
Unlike Chip Kelly, year one, and I want to see Matt Patricia back in Ohio State, but if I am, especially if I have a New England tie, if I am a head coach looking for a lockdown great defensive coordinator hire, Matt Patricia's got to be at the top of the list here.
I would think so. It's interesting. The NFL world, if it's not associated to Belichick, has just kind of turned its shoulder on him. And you'd have to think the Buckeyes did a world of service for him. I'm not as invested in him getting another shot at it. I feel like he's had a lot of shots. I like him in the college game.
I like him in the college game. But I wonder if Chip Kelly hurts Matt Patricia trying to go back at the NFL, because Chip Kelly got $6 million a year. I don't know how long that contract was to fail in Las Vegas. I wonder if people are like, well, maybe this is just working out on the college ranks. I wonder if that hurts Patricia.
If you're Patricia, what's the longer play here, right? Because I think we can both agree he's never getting an NFL head coaching job again. Is it waiting it out to be offered a defensive coordinator job in the NFL? Or is it waiting to, like, after 3 or 4 years of being awesome at Ohio State, you get a really high-profile college football job?
I guess that's maybe kind of up to what he wants. I don't think Matt's a head coach. I think he likes scheming things open. I think he likes having a smaller group of people.
Yeah, but
he thinks
he's a head coach is the problem.
I don't know about that. I haven't gotten that from him, at least. I think he should understand that his bread and butter is spent in the next 20 years as Steve Spagnuolo and making a just ridiculous amount of money in the NFL. I just think it's an easier job in the NFL. I think it's. I think college, there's so many moving parts. The portal, I don't know. I guess if you don't have a recruit, it's an easier job, but still, there's too many things you can't factor in from year to year in college that I think the NFL job is, as long as you got a good head coach, is a pretty easy job.
Omaha! All right, let's go to the NBA. Steve Kerr last night got ejected. Snoop Dogg ended up being on the call on Peacock, and this is how it went down.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging gone. Englewood right now. Englewood. Get him, Steve. You and Englewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
Snoop Dogg's fun, man. He's fun. That's why they put him on hockey games. Now he's doing the NBA games where he's just popping on. And basically, I listened to a decent portion of it. It was him just yelling about how much he thinks the game sucks now.
Yeah.
While everyone else was like, we don't want to get in trouble here, Snoop. Just calm it down a little bit. And he's like, no, they just post up. What are we doing? That was fun. A lot of fun.
I think, whereas the Manning cast, you can only really do the Manning cast for football, because those Manning brothers, they don't really know anything. They don't know how to tie their own shoes, but they know football, right? I think you could have
quarter zips.
I think you could have a blunt cast. And I think Snoop, it could
like
be
him and Marshawn Lynch.
I think it'd just be Snoop. You're going to need somebody to actually talk when he just zones out because he's higher than hell. But I think you could do the blunt cast on every sport.
Is what Garrett Blunt invited.
Like, one week it's this NBA game, the next week it's a bad NFL game, and I would watch the ever loving hell out of the blunt cast as it goes from sport to sport. The blunt cast in baseball? Are you kidding me? Snoop just trying to be like, is Bob Gibson still pitching? Like, it would be the funniest damn thing.
It's not 1968, Snoop. What's going on?
Right?
I hard pass on the blunt cast.
Why?
Good novelty, good idea in theory. Well, that's the execution would be awful.
You got to put some.
Who is your all-star cast on the Blunt cast?
Well, no, I mean...
Break it down. Who's our guy?
The Blunt belongs to Snoop.
Yeah, and Snoop has to pass it around, obviously.
Then there's probably...
Who's he passing it to?
There's a lead guy, all right? And he's kind of boring, maybe dour, maybe hadn't made love in a while.
I mean, lining up like sponsors like the Cheech and Chong tequila or whatever it is, or the Willie Nelson tequila, whatever that is.
That's a little looking down over there.
What do you mean?
They have Quiznos is one of the sponsors because it's Blunts.
Oh, Doritos, the whole gang, everybody gets involved. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Very derivative rundown.
It's all Taco Bell commercials. That's it. It's all Taco Bell.
Yeah, but you'd sell a buck ton of Taco Bell.
Who doesn't have the munchies? Am I right? You're watching that cast. You're playing along.
No, I think
it's an interactive at home game. That's all this is.
So I will say, you got to build
the cast. But who stars in it?
Well, no, it's Snoop Dogg, but you have to have like a Joe Davis lead it or a Jason Benetti. You have to have a...
But they're straight edge then.
Yeah, no. They're sober. And their job is, hey, 25-yard pass, you know. Hey, for the hat trick.
This was basically every Monday Night Football crew we had for like the 1970s to 1995, instead of weed, it was alcohol.
Yeah, but you gotta have somebody a little fun.
You know, like it was just everyone was boozed up calling these games 24/7.
But a little fun, but then Snoop gets to just... Owners
would bring booze to the booth and be like, this will keep you warm.
Snoop's Iverson, all right? He needs the ball in his hand, except when he doesn't. And that's basically your job. There is Snoop's feeling a little low right now. He's refilling the tank, as it were.
Yeah,
and
he's asleep on the beanbag chair in the corner.
So talk. Basically, it's fill time when Snoop's too high, right? But you could bring in a cascade. I guess Marshawn could be a guy. Honestly, anybody that just likes weed could be a guy.
I don't even NBA. I think this would have horrible execution, but I want to see you go to TNT and make a pitch.
No, it's the Bluntcast.
I want to see you go to ESPN and make a pitch. I want to see you in front of executives.
I can sell the Bluntcast.
Making the pitch for this and being like, guys, I got it.
Yeah.
This is what we need.
It's like inside the NBA, but with copious amounts of secondhand smoke.
That show could use a boost at this point. People forget it's even on TV at this point.
Well, no, I'm not going to do it.
Do
you
it.
Know what?
Do
Good
it.
For them. I
uh-huh.
like those guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not going to take a shot at ESPN. Great network there. They do wonderful. They're very original thought processes. They know talent. Do you have a favorite candidate? Because
For the Blunt cast, yeah.
That's Snoop. Yeah. Be weird if you were like, what about Nick Jones?
I have a guy. Yes, I have a guy for the Browns that I like the most. And in saying it, I understand that I'm not happy about it.
We will name guys for the Browns. One guy each in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.